We're learning Masech the Shabbos of Tzadik Aleph in the days. We're starting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a Maitzi Eichlim, someone is carrying out food from Rishas Yachid to Rishas Rabbim, V'nosan Al Eskufa, and he put it down on the doorstep. Bein Shechazah V'etzian, whether he himself took it out afterwards, Bein Shetzian Acher, whether someone else finished up the Eitzah, Pater, he's Pater, Neshalei Asa Malachtam of Asachas, because he didn't do the Malacha at one time. You need an Akira in Rishas Yachid, and then afterwards Anachim Rishas Rabbim. Here, since it took a stop at the Askufa, which is a Carmelis, so even though there was an Akira in Rishas Yachid, and in the end the Anachim Rishas Rabbim, but that also was Patur because it had a stop in the middle. So it's Vasemis, interesting, Shtalzach, why does it say Eichlim? Let us just say Amaitzi, Venasana Askufa, whatever you take out, why dafka food? Not sure if it's a murchad de kakashim, an urchad de mulsinakat, but he wants him a chadish, a gemal de gechidish, that perhaps the pshan, the Mishnah is, it wants to tell you specifically a light thing, which you wouldn't put down lakatef. You wouldn't put it down because you have to readjust the load. You're putting it down to rest, so that's why it's called hanacha. Now, Shein Kain, if it's a heavy thing, and it's part of the Yitzah, it's too hard to carry it in one shot, you put it down simply to facilitate the carrying, so then there wouldn't be a ptur of le'asam lachta b'vasachas. Now, this is the Chazenish in Simon Samach Beis of Kandalid also has a hetzach suffik, and the Gemara says that if you pick up a chayfetz and take a dalan amis and you stop in the middle, if you stop to rest, then you're potter because you were mafsik the malacha. It wasn't b'vasachas, but if you stop to readjust the load, then it's not called stopping. And your chayiv, so the chazanish is mesupik. That's the gemara daf hayim and beis. The chazanish is mesupik. What's it then if you put it down to be mekatif? Similar to what the svasemis is saying, if you put it down to be mekatif, you put it down not to rest, but as part of the carrying. What's it then in that case? Both the svasemis and the chazanish bring a taisus and afchesim and beis. The gemara that is talking about zirzadikani is talking about a bundle of sticks. And the Gemara says, if you pick it up and put it down and pick it up and put it down, you're not chayiv because you didn't make a kira. Taisus learns that you pick up one end of the stick and then put it down on the other side and pick up the other end and then again put it down. So you don't have a hitzah because it was munach in the middle. He says, if you're rolling a barrel, so rolling is called one straight movement. But if it's a solid thing, now it's not a roll, it's like a square, and you're just picking it up and putting it down in that oifen, it's considered like it stopped in the middle, so you never really had an akira na'anacha. But the Sfasama says maybe the bundle of sticks there was light, and you didn't have to do it. You just decided to put it down in that oifen. So that would be like lafush. And the Chazish also says that. He also says that maybe if the whole eitzah is this way, it's not a derech eitzah. But they both seriously clear this tzad, they're putting it down, if you're not putting it down to rest, but to facilitate further carrying, that would not be called the hefsek and the hitzah. That would be a very big chiddush. Actually, the chiddush Yeran, the old chiddush Yeran, the chiddush Mamichasim Leran, says there on the payment base clearly, that it's only when you stop lakate if it's not considered anach, it's not considered like you are mafsek the hitzah. But if you actually put it on the floor, even lakatef, that would be considered a hefsek. See, Svasemis wants to bring another diuk to this yisayid, because it says, bein shechazev etzian, bein shechazev acher pater. Whether he himself went and took it out, or whether someone else went and took it out is pater. Now, lechaya, it's zu vein tzarech leim zu. If the fact that he went, put it down, and then picked it up and took it out, that's a chiddush that you pater. You would think, what's the difference? As long as you started with an akir and a shisayachid, you ended with an anochim and a shisarab, even if you didn't do b'vasachas, you chayiv. Kamashma, no. This mice is not called eitzah, that mice is not called eitzah, you pater. But if someone else took it, so that's already like shnayim shasu. That's like zeh oikir v'zeh meniach. Even if it didn't stop in the middle, if one person does the akira, the other does the hanacha, see, apartheid, that's the first mission in Masech the Shabbos. If the Ani does the Akira and the Balabais does the Hanacha, or vice versa, apartheid, why did it have to say, Bein Sheitzi and Acher Pater? So the Sfasema says, maybe it's a teacher this halacha, that the only time that Chaz of Etzion is Pater is Dumya to Etzion Acher. Etzion Acher is not to facilitate the carrying, it's a whole different carrying. So within Chaz of Etzion, the stopping wasn't to facilitate the carrying, it's a whole different carrying, that's why you Pater. But it's fair to be Medayik the Mishnah on her own that way. Then it's Siv, in Merei Mesada, he also shtels the on this kash, he doesn't ask him why it says Eichlin, but he asks this Shaila, why does it say Etzion Acher, it's Pater, it's Pshita? So he says, Kamash Malon, that it's Pater Avalasar. We're talking about an Eskufa that's a Karmelis. So while it is Mavur in the Mishnayis that you can carry in a Karmelis, it's never Mavur anywhere clearly in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to carry Midarabanan from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabbit. It's Mavur that way in the Breisa, earlier in Davov. But we don't have a clear Mishnah that there's an Isidur Abanan to carry from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabbit. I would think maybe there's only an Issa Darabanan to carry from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis. A Karmelis is like a Rishus HaRam Darabanan. But who says that there's an Issa that they also has the cool of Rishus HaYachid and it's also to carry from a Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim? It says in the Braisa. What does it say in the Mishnah? Kan Shana Revi. That you're not allowed to carry from a Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim. He says that's Gufa. Why? The Gemara said it's an Askufa Karmelis. Why did the Gemara say it's an Askufa Makam Tur? Because if it's an Askufa Makam Tur, by Yitzian Acher, it wouldn't be Pater Avalasar. By the person himself, there's a din that you're allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to a Makam Tur. You're also allowed to carry from a Makam Tur to Rosh Hashanah. You can't do both. You can't carry from Rosh Hashanah, put it down in a Makam Tur, and then afterwards carry it from the Makam Tur to Rosh Hashanah. That's an Issa Darabanan. But for one person to carry from the Rosh Hashanah to the Makam Tur, and the second person to carry from the Makam Tur to the Rosh HaRabim, there's no Issa Darabanan in that either. That's Mutal L'Chatchila. You're allowed to carry from Rosh HaSiyachit to a Makam Tur. You're allowed to carry from Makam Tur to Rosh HaRabim. The same person can't do it because he's doing a Haitzah with a stab in the middle. That's also an Issa Darabanan. So that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that Etzion Acher is Pater as opposed to Mutter. That Etzion Acher, even though you don't have the Issa Darabanan of going mirshus lushus with a stopover in the middle, because it's a tzion acher, but you do have the issa derabanan of going from rishus hayachid to karmelis and from karmelis to rishus harabit. Now the Mishnah goes further. Kupa shimalei peiris. If you have a kupa full of fruit, v'nasna l'skufa chitzayna, afal pi shereiv peiris mi b'chutz pater. Atchiyetzi is kol hakupa. So what's this skufa chitzayna in the Mishnah? In the Reisha, the Bayis was a Rosh HaYachid, the Askufa was a Karmelis, and outside of the Askufa was a Rosh HaRabbit. In the Seif of the Mishnah, we were saying that you're taking it from the, you have a Kupa Malaya Peiris, you're putting it down on the Askufa HaChitzena, on the outer Askufa, and even though most of the Peiris are outside, you Pater, unless you took out the entire Kupa. What's this Askufa HaChitzena? So the Taisis Yantiv said that the Askufa Chitzayin is a Rosh HaRabbit. It's called the outer Askufa because it's sticking out into the street. And the reason why it's a Rosh HaRabbit is because it's not Gevaya Gimel. And the Teis Yantiv was Mechavin to the Ritva. The Ritva says the same thing. The Askufa Chitzayin is a Rosh HaRabbit. It's not Gevaya Gimel. So what does it mean when it says that Kupashi Mulea Peris Unasna Askufa Chitzayin Afi Sharoiv Peris Mibachutz? It means Roiv Peris Achutz from the Bayis. Raif Peiris are outside the Bayis. B'chutz means on the Askufa. In other words, you put it on the Skufa Chitzayna, but you didn't put it fully on the Skufa Chitzayna. You only put Raif Peiris on the Skufa Chitzayna. It's a little bit dachuk the Lashon. V'nasna Skufa Chitzayna means you put part of it on the Skufa Chitzayna. Even if Raif of the Peiris on the Skufa Chitzayna, he's Pater Atchiyetzi Eskola Kupa. The Rashash says, L'chay, you could say a different shot. You could say that Skufa Chitzayin is a Karmelis. Just like that Skufa in the Reish is a Karmelis, that Skufa Chitzayin in the Seif is also a Karmelis. It fits better the Lashon. You put it down on that Skufa. So even though you put it on the Skufa and Reiv the Peiris are not on that Skufa, Reiv the Peiris and the Shisrabim. But the fact that some of it's on the Skufa makes you Pater unless you might see Kala Kupa means all of the Kupa has to be off that Skufa. Chayr sounds like a good pshat. The only thing there is Shash is Ma'ir, that if the askuf is a karmel, it's a kumtais, it's 3 tefachim off the ground. So we have later in the Gemara that even if the old agad yad is loishme agad, if let's say you might see something and it's in your hand, and your guf is on the inside, and agad yad is loishme agad, but if it's above 3 tefachim, then you do say agad yad shme agad. So maybe be agad kli also, the Gemara is a discussion of agad kli, that the reason why after you might see kol akupa according to berach is agad kli shme agad. But according to Chesk, you know, if it's chardal outside, then you don't say agad kli shme agad. And you chayiv on the chardal that's outside. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. Chesk says the only time after you might see kol akupa is when it's full of kishuyim v'diluyin. So there's not one of the fruits are outside. But if it's mulei chardal, and the chardal is outside, even though the rest of the kli is inside, yechayiv. So according to the Taisus Yamtiv, and like we're saying, the Ritva, it's very good because it's below Gimel. But according, because they're learning that the Askuf HaChitzayna is the Rishis HaRabim. So it's on the floor of the Rishis HaRabim. And if you hold Agad Kli Leishmei Agad, so it's on the floor of Rishis HaRabim, so it's Haitzah. Vashayin, according to the Rishash, it's on the Askufa. And it's sticking out into the Rishis HaRabim, but it's above Gimel. So why Yechayiv for the Chardal that's sticking out in the Rishis HaRabim that's above Gimel? So Zakhtar Shash, we have to see the Sugya and Tzadik Beis, because even if when something's in your hand above Gimel, you would say, Agad Yad Shmei Agad, you would say it's not considered Hanacha, but when something is in a Kli above Gimel, that wouldn't necessarily be the case. It could be considered Hanacha B'Rishis HaRabim, even if it's in a Kli suspended over the Rishis HaRabim above 3 Tvachim. As I tie it to Rishash. Now the lashon of the Mishnah is that when you take the kli and put it on the when you take the kli with the peiris and put it on the askuf chitzayna, however you learn if the askuf chitzayna is rishis harabim or you put it on the other end of the askuf chitzayna sticking into the rishis harabim, but your potter atzayetzi is kol akupa. So Rashi says koloimar elim kain haitzi birishayna kol akupa. The Mishnah says you potter until you take out the entire kupa. And Rashi says, koloimar, meaning, don't read the Mishnah like it would sound like, it's not what it means. Koloimar always is saying that the mashmayus in the Mishnah is, the portion of mashmayus in the Mishnah is not the correct pshat. Koloimar is different than what you would think. And Rashi says, it means, elim kein haitzibri shayna kola kupa. The Magen Mishnah already, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, he says a pirish to the Rashi, Pashit, that if you take the kupa and put it on the askufa chitzena and rave peiris on b'chutz, and then you pick it up again and bring it out and put it in the Rishus HaRabim, so you'll also be butter. If you take a chayfetz and put it in between Rishus HaYachin and Rishus HaRabim and stop, and then you pick it up again and you put it in the Rishus HaRabim fully, so that's also a samachta of asachas. Just like the Mishnah said, when you put it in a karmelis and you stop and you bring it out into the Rishus HaRabim, you potter, because they also malachta of asachas. So who would then, if you take the kupa and put it on the border, half of it in the Rishus HaRabim, half of Rishus HaYachid, or rave in one place and meet in the other, and you potter for doing that, and then you pick it up again and put it totally in Rishus HaRabim, so why does also malachta of asachas? So don't read the Mishnah that your potter at Yaitzis Kolakupa, meaning after you nasna leskufa and then you Yaitzis Kolakupa, you be chayiv. No. You wouldn't be chayiv for that either. Because you made an akir and Rishus HaYachid and an anacha half and half, and you made an akir and half and half and an anacha and Rishus HaRabim. That's also potter. Elim Kain Haitzi Birishayna Kolakupa. At Yaitzis Kolakupa means unless the whole Haitzah was the entire Kupa. Now the Rishash is Ma'ir, just like the Gemara says, that Masnisin Deleike Ben Azai. According to Ben Azai, if you pick up the Chavitz B'Shus Yachid, walk through a Carmelis, put it down in Rishus HaRabim, you potter. Because your Nazi is Mahalach Ka'imid, and the male is considered like you stopped in the Carmelis. So the Chayr, who a din, you'll have that same problem. According to Ben Azai, if you pick up a Chavitz in Rishus Yachid and walk directly into the Rishus HaRabim, but since Ben Azai owes Mahalach Ka'imid, So it should blind like there was a hanacha when the chayfetz was half in Rishus Yachid and half in Rishus Aram, that's Malakaimid. And then you shouldn't be chayiv when you go into the Rishus Aram. Now the Rishash seriously considered it sad that according to Benazir, any chanami, any time you walk out, you pick up a chayfetz in Rishus Yachid and walk out to Rishus Aram, you'll be potter. Because since he owes Malakaimid, so you'll have an Eimid when the Chayfetz was half in Rishis Yach and half in Rishis Rabim, and then you have another Akira and Anacha, and Meli will be Potter, and the only time you'll be Chayv is if you throw it out of the, or pass it, or you mash it out of the Rishis Yachid. But if you mahalak with it, if you mather it out, then Azir would hold you Potter. Only mash it or Zerik would be Chayv. And why did Ben Azir and the Chacham only argue about a case of Rishus Aram, Rishus Yach, Rishus Aram, Derech Stov, Derech Karmelis. Aye, it's true even when you walk straight from the Rishus Yach, Rishus Aram. Well, the Acha Kaychid Rabbanan, then even Derech Karmelis, then Mechayiv. But he himself says it can't be, he brings a Raya from Gemara and Ksuvis, he also brings a Raya from our Sugya. Because everyone agrees when you're dragging a Chayfetz on the ground, it's considered Munach. That's a Gemara earlier in Daf Pei. If you're holding a Chayfetz in your hand, Teich Gimel to the ground, that's called the Hanacha. So if you pick up a Chayfetz from Rishus HaYachid and hold the Teich Gimel and drag it to the Rishus HaRabim, so while you're walking, it's called the Hanacha. And that's Mavur and Asugi also. Asugi brings down the Braisa of a Gain of Kis B'Shabbos, Hayim Megara V'Yotzei, Megara V'Yotzei is Potter, She'isig Nevis HaShabbos Bon Ke'achot. A person's dragging the Kis, so the Gneva and the Shabbos both comes when he goes out, while he's still moving. Well, why is there an Issa Shabbos? If it's called Munach, so why do you say it was already Chal Hanacha when it was halfway in, halfway out, and that should interrupt the Malacha? So the Shash asks his Kasha and he blives Shver. But he brings Rabbi Kivega, who doesn't directly address his question, but pretty much, and Rabbi Kivega says, Amari Diki Yisayit. From the Marashah and Ksuvis, that you have such a thing which is a hanacha l'chumra b'nat l'kula. Mahalach ka'imit could be hanacha l'chumra and not l'kula. Now when do you say mahalach ka'imit even l'kula? When it's in a makam tur. When it's in makam tur, then you have to say it, if you hold of it, you have to say it both l'chumra and l'kula. But when it's makam chiv, it's in Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah, then you could say it L'kula b'nat l'chumra, just like you see, but as they hold, when you walk down Amish b'shus harab nechayiv, why don't you say ma'alach ka'imid? The Torah says, you don't say it l'kula. So how come by ma'avir b'shus yachad b'shus harabim derech stav you say it l'kula? Because it's in a makam tur. In a makam tur, then you say it l'kula. But in a makam chiv, you don't say it l'kula. Otherwise, you wouldn't have down Amish b'shus harabim. So the same thing with dragging something. Dragging something, l'chumra, is a hanacha. L'kula is not a hanacha. But that's b'makam chiyuv. B'makam tur, then it would be called hanacha even l'kula. So mainly, have a kasha ben azai. Why would you say, when you carry something out from Rishis Yach, Rishis Ram, you be chayiv, why don't you say ma'alach ka'imid, and it's yublai b'hanacha, when you're halfway between the Rishis Yach and the Rishis Radim, the Teretz says, b'makam chiyuv, you don't say it l'kula, you only say it l'chumra. The makam p'tura like a karmelist, then you say l'chumra. That's your b'kideg is yisayin. The Rishash thinks, but that's a chayyad pshat. That's how you have to answer the kasha. Rishash's maskim avadal halacha is that Ben Azir doesn't say ma'alach ka'imit to pater someone who's carrying a chayfetz, walking with a chayfetz and Rishus Yach and Rishus Rabin. The Torah says, since it's makam chiyuv, you don't say it l'kula. Mashenk in a karmelist is a makam p'tura, then you say it l'kula. Now, the ikad din of Agad Kli, where the Gemara goes on the case of the Mishnah, when you put it Naskufa Chitzayin and Reif Peris Abachutz, and Chizki says, Dafka when it's Malaya Kshuim V'dilun, where the Pshat is there is no one single Peri which is completely outside. But if it's Malaya Chardel, and you have some of the Chardels outside, you chayiv on that Chardel. But Rabbi Yechon holds no, even Malaya Chardel you potter, because Agat Kli Shmei Agat. And since they're all in one Kli, the Mele you can't be chayiv on part of it. So there's the Yisraelistic of Machloikis Yishayinim, how to explain Agat Kli Shmei Agat. The Rambam says, Kupashim Mleich HaFeitzim, Afila Mleich Hardel, V'hoitzi Ruba Mishuzel or Shuzu Potter. Why? Sha'a Kli Mesim Kol Sheyesh Bei Kechefetz Echad. Agad klishme agad means that the fact that they're together in a kli, so everything in the kli blibes like one chayfetz. But in Rabbeinu Chananel on the side, it says a different vart. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the reason why he brought this is because you could still schlep it lifnim ulachnisay. The Rambam is learning the Yisaitis because it's blibes one big chayfetz. And it can't be chayev and aitzah on part of the chayfetz. Aitzah has to be on the whole chayfetz, and even though they're different chayfetzim, but since they're in the same kli, it blibes like one chayfetz. But the Rabbeinu Chananel is learning, no. The Emerson, you could be chayev on one chayfetz. The reason why you're not is because since it's still ogud bifnim, and that's came like the Svar of Agad Yad. Agad Yad is not a Svar of one chayfetz. We'll have it soon in Daf Tzadik Bezim and Aleph. Agad Yad is a pshat that it's still not considered to be in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's still ogut to the Rosh Hashanah Yachin. So here, since it's in a Kli, and the Kli is partially in the Rosh Hashanah Yachin, it still has a connection to the Rosh Hashanah Yachin. You could schlep it back into the Rosh Hashanah Yachin. It doesn't blibe in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. I saw in the Sefer Pnei HaShabbos that Taisim Sachem L'Chayr says Mamash like the Rach. The Gemara Sachem that Peheim Beis is discussing other types of Eitzah, like Eitzah by a Karban Pesach, Leisaitzim and Abasim and Abayas Chutzah, that there's an Isra Eitzah, you're not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach out of the house. And the Gemara says you're only over on the lav of Leisaitzim and Abayas and Abasim Chutzah if you did an Akira and Anocha like Shabbos. And the Gemara also discusses it says that the one who takes out the Parim and Asrafim, the Sirim and Asrafim, it says in Chabes Begadav. If you do Aitzah, the one who takes out the Parim and Asrafim, the Sirim and Asrafim, they get burnt, it becomes Tummy. When does it become Tummy? When is Aitzah? When there's an Akira and Anacha. So the Gemara, they ask Akasha, it says that when they're taking out the Parim and Asrafim, the Sirim and Asrafim with sticks, and the first people came out of the Chaymas HaAzara, and the people in the front, and the people in the back are still in the Azara. So it says that the first people, the people in the front are Tameh, and the people in the back are Tahar. So the Gemara says, where's the Akira and the Hanacha? So the Gemara says, it's talking about it's dragging on the ground. So that's called the Hanacha. When you drag something on the ground, that's called the Hanacha. So Taizdim Sachem Asakasha, what happened to the problem of Agat Klishme Agat? How are the front people Tameh? It's still Ogud B'chutz. Because it's on a pole, which is still in the hands of the back people, and they're still in the Azara. So what happened to the problem of Agat Klishme Agat? The Gemara is comparing Haitzah of the Parim and Asrafim, like Haitzah of Karban Pesach, to Haitzah of Shabbos. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, why are the Rishayim, why are the front people on the front by the stick Tameh, where's the Anacha? The Torah says it's in the Gorim, it's dragging on the ground. Yeah, but it's on a stick, and the stick is in the hands of the people in the back. So Taisa says, no, Agat Kli is only a Kli which has a Teich. It's only a Kli which has an inside. But if it's on a stick, even if part of the stick is outside, you don't say Agat Kli. But he says the reason is because if it has a Teich, then you could drag it back. So it's ogre to the inside, it could be dragged back. But here, the guys in the back, they can't pull their stick. They're not going to be able to alone pull their stick and get it back inside. So it's not considered ogud inside. So the emes is you can make this chilik between a kli with a teich and a stick, even according to the Rambam. The Rambam says the Yisrael Davar is because everything in the kli blives like one chayfetz. Okay, that's only a kli with a teich. On a stick, you don't say that. Gavaldik. But Taisus stresses the reason is because they were not going to be able to drag it back. Taisus seems clearly to like Rabbeinu Chananel that the Yisrael Davar is because it still could be dragged back with Nim. So a comment in Afgamina, Pei Shabbos is Ma'irdis, the Chazinish, in Simon Samach Beis of Kanchas, he clears a Shiloh like this. Let's say you have a Kli full of Peiris that's half in Rosh Hashanah and half in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Some of the Peiris are on the Rosh Hashanah side, and some other Rosh Hashanah Rabbim side. And you pick up a peri that's on the Rosh Hashanah Yachid side, bring it out of the kli, and put it down on the side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Zag the Chazon Ish, that's you talking to me that you're chayef. Because when the Yitzah is being done with the Kli, so the Yitzah is being done with the Kli and everything inside it, so there you have the Svar Agat Kli Shmei Agat, like the Rambam explains, Kol Mash Yesh B'Kli is G'chei V'Tzechot. Because the Yitzah is being done and everything together. But here I picked up one of the apples on the Rosh Hashanah side, so now it's its own chayfetz. And I put it down on the Rosh Hashanah side. So it's an akira of the apple and enough of the apple. So maybe a chayef. When the Chazon Ish says, maybe since at the time of the akira, or at the time of the hanacha, it was part of the kli, so at that time it doesn't have a din of its own thing, it has a din of the kli, and memela, that's why you'd be potter. That's what the Chazon Ish says in Simen Samach Beis of Katan Ches. In Simen Kuf Heis of Katan Yud Beis, he says for a pashtus, if you would take a peri that's in a kli, which is half in Rishis Yachid, half in Rishis Rabim, take it from the Rishis Yachid side and put it down in the Rishis Rabim proper, that he would hold that Yechayiv. I guess because you're making the akira, it's considered an akira on the apple. Maybe when you put it down, you make a hanacha, so as you're putting it down, it's becoming one with all the things in the keli, so you can't be chayiv on it alone. But if you're taking it away from the kli, there he names on that you would be chayiv. But l'chayr, this is all according to the svarim that agat kli shmei agat is like the Rambam, that the kli makes it all into a chayfetz echad. So there you could be mistapik that if you take a chayfetz, let's say not from the kli, and put it down in a kli, which is mixes there, mixes there. So now the Yitzah is done on that chayfetz. Or even if you take a chayfetz from the kli, but you take the chayfetz out of the kli, from the Rosh Hashanah side, put it down in the kli, on the Rosh Hashanah side, the Chazon Ish says you might be chayiv. But if you hold the aside of agat kli shmei agan, is that it's still ogud bifnim, it could be brought back, so it doesn't matter where you took the kli from, where you took the peri from. The Yisayda Davar is, if you put the peri down into a kli, and that kli is sticking into the Rosh Hashayachid, so it's ugut to the Rosh Hashayachid, it could be pulled back. So according to the Pshat of Taisus, the Menachananel, it's partial in that case, you potter, that will come out in Afkamina between the Rambam Svarim and the Rebbeinu Hananel Svarim.